Note, since the city's founding in 1703, St. Petersburg and Petrograd have been known colloquially by the name Peter. Resolution of the Central Committee meeting of the Bolshevik Party on the 10th of October. Number 1. Report. Protocol Record. Comrade Lenin insists that from the beginning of September, a kind of indifference toward the question of an insurrection has been observed. However, this is unacceptable if we seriously put forth the slogan of seizure of power by the Soviets. Therefore, it is long overdue for us to turn our attention to the technical facet of this question. Even now, evidently, considerable time has been lost. Nonetheless, the question stands very pointedly, and the decisive moment is near. The international situation is such that the initiative ought to be in our favor. Whatever is being planned with the surrender of everything up to Narva and the surrender of Peter forces us even more toward decisive actions. The political situation is also authoritatively moving in this direction. From the 3rd to the 5th of July, decisive actions on our part would have been broken up by the fact that the majority was not behind us. Since that time, our ascent has been proceeding in gigantic strides. It is possible to explain the absenteeism and indifference of the masses by the fact that the masses have grown weary from words and resolutions. The majority is now behind us. Politically, the matter has completely ripened for a transfer of power. The agrarian movement is also proceeding in this direction, for it is clear that epic strength is needed in order to extinguish this movement. The slogan of transfer of all land has become the common slogan of the peasants. The political atmosphere is, in this manner, ready. We must speak about the technical facet. The entire matter depends on this. Otherwise, we are inclined, following in the footsteps of the defensists, to consider the systematic preparation of an insurrection to be something akin to a political sin. It is pointless to wait for the Constituent Assembly, which obviously will not be with us, for this means complicating our task. It is necessary to take advantage of the Northern Regional Congress and the proposal from Minsk for the beginning of decisive actions. 2. Resolution. The Central Committee acknowledges that as the international position of the Russian Revolution, the insurrection in the German Navy as the extreme manifestation of the growth in all of Europe of the worldwide socialist revolution, followed by the imperialists' threat of peace with the goal of suffocating the revolution in Russia, as well as the military situation, the undoubted decision of the Russian bourgeoisie and Kerensky and others to surrender Peter to the Germans, as well as the achievement of the majority by the proletarian party in the Soviets. All this in connection with the peasant uprising and the turning of popular trust toward our party, the elections in Moscow. And finally, the obvious preparation for a second Kornilov attack, the withdrawal of troops out of Peter, the stationing of Cossacks near Peter, the encirclement of Minsk by Cossacks, and so forth. All of this puts armed insurrection as the order of the day. Acknowledging in this manner that an armed insurrection is unavoidable and the time for it has ripened, the Central Committee proposes that all organizations of the party be guided by this and to discuss and resolve all practical questions of the Congress of Soviets of the Northern Oblast, the removal of troops from Peter, the actions of the denizens of Moscow and Minsk, and so forth, from this point of view.